This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome our listeners of Radio Al-Ansar. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you another beautiful Wednesday evening and another one of our majalis of knowledge, majalis of ilm, majalis of dhikr, walhamdulillah. بإذن الله تعالى, tonight we move on to the next hadith in the collection of the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. We move on to hadith number 10, the hadith of Abi Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an. But before that, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we had gone through the hadith of Abu Huraira, wherein he stated that our Rasul, our Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Whatever I forbid you, then stay away from it. Stay away from it, يعني stay away from it completely. The haram, stay away from it completely. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And whatever I order you, do it, come with it to the best of your ability. Do whatever you can. Do the most that you can with regards to the obligations, with regards to the orders. فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَثْرَةُ مَسَائِلِهِمْ وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. For verily, that which destroyed the people before you, one of the matters which destroyed the people before you, كَثْرَةُ مَسَائِلِهِمْ, them asking too many questions, too many unnecessary questions, questions which only increased problems for them. وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ, and they also deferring and their descent with their anbiya. Allah musta'an. We had discussed, for example, the Banu Israel, when they were told to slaughter the cow, then they began asking what type of cow, what color cow, etc., etc. Allah musta'an. Whereas there was a Nabi, and he was ordered to slaughter his son, subhanAllah, in a dream, and he was ready to fulfill that. Look at the example of Sami'na wa Ata'na. I hear and I obey. We hear and we obey, as opposed to سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, we have listened and we have disobeyed. They did not fulfill the obligation, Allah musta'an, when they had heard of it. Brothers and sisters, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Whatever we are forbidden from, then we stay away from it completely. We do not say, well, I cannot lower my gaze. We cannot say, well, you know what, this matter of haram, you know, this major zina, I will avoid. As for the minor zina, I cannot manage, I have to fall into it. No, subhanAllah, as has been said, with regards to the obligations, everybody does them. But with regards to the haram, only the truthful, they are the ones who stay away from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffice us and grant us enough of the halal and keep us away from the haram. Allahumma kfina bihalalik an haramik wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwak. The dua of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, that was hadith number 9. And before that, we had gone through the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسِ, I have been ordered to fight the people until they testify, until the supremacy of La ilaha illallah is dominant. Walhamdulillah. We now move on بإذن الله تعالى to hadith number 10, insha'Allah. And that's the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عن. Before the inner workings of this hadith, take note that hadith number 10 has been reported by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, Imam at-Tirmidhi, Imam Ad-Darimi, and also in the Sunan of Imam Al-Bayhaqi. Alhamdulillah, this hadith is authentic. As for the wording of this hadith, then upon the authority of Abu Huraira, he narrates that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba." Allah the Almighty is good. Allah the Almighty is tayyib and accepts only that which is tayyib. Wa inna Allaha amara al-mu'minin bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, has ordered the faithful, the believers, to do that which He has commanded the messengers with. Whatever Allah commanded the messengers with in this verse, Allah also commanded the believers with the same order. What is that order? Allah states, "Ya ayyuhar rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihan." O the messengers, eat of the tayyib things. Eat of that which is tayyib and do righteous deeds. وقال تعالى, and Allah has also stated, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. O you who believe. So the first verse was dealing with the Rusul, dealing with the messengers. Allah addressed the messengers. In the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing who? Addressing the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. That eat from the طَيِّبَات مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, of what we have provided you. Eat from the طَيِّبَات. We will discuss what is طَيِّب. We'll talk about the طَيِّبَات inshaAllah. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلِ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the example of an individual. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلِ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرِ. This individual who's been on a long journey, who's been on this long journey. يُطِيلُ السَّفَرِ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرِ. He's got disheveled hair and he's got a lot of dust on his body. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He lifts up his hands, he stretches out his hands to the sky. يَا رَبِّ Ya Rabb, wa mat'amuhu haram. He says, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But wa mat'amuhu haram, his food being of haram. Wa mashrabuhu haram, and his drinks of haram. Wa malbasuhu haram, and his clothing also haram. Wa ghudhiya bil haram, and he has nourished himself with haram. Fa anna yustajabu lah. How can he be answered? How can his du'as be answered? Allahumma musta'an, rawahu Muslim. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Number two, the narrator of this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. We've already discussed his biography previously, walhamdulillah, and we dealt with that in great detail. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. The audios have been uploaded to the website www.muslimcentral.com. Muslimcentral.com. Number three, general explanation of this hadith and then the detailed explanation. This hadith shows us that acts which are pleasing and acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows us which acts are pleasing and which acts are acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those acts that Allah is pleased with, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept them. They will have qabool with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we learn that if an act is not pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it. We'll talk more about what exactly is a pure act. As for the detailed explanation insha'Allah, then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good. Allah is holy. Allah is above every imperfection. Allah is above any need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and perfect. And as many of the ulama have stated, that one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at-tayyib. Excellent. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And Allah does not accept Accept the tayyib. Allah will only accept the tayyib. What is meant by tayyib here? Subhanallah. Allah will only accept what is tayyib, what is tahir, what is pure, what is halal, what is good from amongst the halal, that which does not have any harm in it. Allah is tayyib and will only accept the tayyib. We find the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam reported by Imam al-Bukhari. مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعَدْلِ تَمْرَ مِنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ Whoever gives sadaqa, a little amount, just like the amount of a date, then مِنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ of good halal wealth, of good halal income, etc. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبٍ And Allah will not accept the طَيِّبٍ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that which is pure, that which is halal, that which is طيب, that which does not have harm in it. Whether it be of action, whether it be of statement, whether it be of charity, whether it be of anything, Allah will accept that which is pure, that which is good, and that which is radi, that which is impure, that which is tainted, Allah will not accept, subhanallah. Allah will accept tawheed, Allah will not accept bid'ah, Allah will not accept shirk, Allah will accept the sunnah. Walhamdulillah. Remember, acceptance of deeds entails that if it is accepted, then what does it mean? If a deed is accepted, what does it mean? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that action. Allah is pleased with that deed. It also means that this individual will be rewarded in the hereafter. It also means that the legal obligation has now been fulfilled. So if your salah has been accepted, it means Allah is pleased with your salah. It means you will be rewarded in the hereafter. And it also means that this salah, it was valid, it was done, it was valid. Walhamdulillah. Allah states in the noble Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Verily Allah accepts from who? From the muttaqeen, subhanallah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. Wallah make us from amongst the muttaqeen. Surah Ma'idah, verse number 27. As for what are the conditions for an action to be tayyib, then this action, it must be in accordance with the sharia, and it must be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the two conditions for amal as-salih, good actions. Must be done according to the sharia, and number two, must be done with ikhlas. We find subhanallah in this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the messengers to eat from that which was halal and tayyib, that which was pure. And many of the ulama also, as we will discuss, make a distinction between halal and tayyib. Not everything halal is tayyib, but everything tayyib is halal, as we will discuss inshaAllah. Back to our point, the messengers were ordered to eat of the tayyib, to eat of the pure, and they were ordered to do good deeds. If they were ordered, then what about us? What about the rest of us, subhanallah? If the messengers were told that you need to eat of the halal, what about the rest of us, brothers and sisters? This is also a proof, this verse also a proof that the messengers, they were human beings. Why? Because they needed this nourishment, they needed this food and drink, they needed this tayyibat of this nourishment. We also find, subhanallah, that these verses indicate to us, and the situation of that man indicates to us what? Indicates to us that not only must the food be halal itself, but the wealth used to purchase that food, the wealth used to attain that food, your means of income must also be halal, subhanallah. That occupation that you are involved in, the way that you got this wealth, etc., must also be pure, and it must also be halal. We find that the actions, as per the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the actions of that man, he had done so many actions which in reality should have brought upon the acceptance of his dua. But his dua was not accepted. It was rejected. Let us look at that example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find that in many ahadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention something and then mention an example. Like the previous hadith we discussed, the halal is clear and the haram is clear, and between them are doubtful matters. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave the example of the shepherd and his grazing his animals very close to a sanctuary. Here Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the example of this man traveling, and this individual, he is on a long journey. And we know that the musafir's du'as are highly accepted. But subhanAllah, this man's du'as were not accepted. We find that if one is a musafir, you usually have a higher dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are traveling, you do not have all of your family with you, you do not have all of your wealth, etc. with you. So there's a higher level of dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tawakkul on Allah is higher because you are now on this safar, on this journey. So there's a higher chance that your heart's going to be in this dua. But subhanAllah, this man, because of him involving himself in the haram, his dua was not accepted. We find a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, ثَلَاثُ دَعَوَاتْ مُسْتَجَابَاتْ, that three du'as will be answered. دَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ, the du'a of the oppressed. وَدَعْوَةُ الْمُسَافِرِ, the du'a of the traveler. وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدْ عَلَى وَلَدِي, and the du'a of the parent for the kid, subhanAllah. Many of the ulama state the du'a of the parent against the kid. Right? Allah musta'an, beware if your parent makes du'a against you. And this hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood. So the du'a of the oppressed will be answered. Du'a of the musafir and du'a of the parent against, or insha'Allah, for the kid. These du'as are accepted. But subhanAllah, this man's dua was not accepted. Why? Because of his involvement in haram. His food's haram, his clothing's haram, all of that's haram. We find that he had disheveled hair, and his garment, his clothes, himself, his body had a lot of dust on it. Had a lot of dust on it. We find the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, رُبَّ أَشْعَثْ أَغْبَرْ مَدْفُوعٍ بِالْأَبْوَابِ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari, that maybe an individual, he's got dust-shaveled hair, he's got this dust on his body, he's got disheveled hair, etc. أَغْبَرَ مَدْفُوعٍ بِالْأَبْوَابِ, that he's usually turned away from the doors. When he comes to people, they turn him away. But لو أقسم على الله لأبرا, but if he took an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made a dua, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would answer him. Subhanallah, how many an individual is turned away by the people, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is from amongst the close ones. He is from amongst the close ones. This individual, he was in a state that his dua should have been accepted, but there was a barrier. Did everything right, but there was that barrier. Then we find, subhanallah, he has his hands outstretched, and he's saying, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. We find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, Inna Allaha hayyun kareem. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like hayyun kareem. Allah is noble. Yastahi idha rafa'a ar-rajul ilayhi yadayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like shy, you know, to not answer this person's dua if this person lifts up his hands and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is like shy to let this individual, أَنْ يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرَ خَائِبِينَ, that to return this person's dua without acceptance, to return this person's dua without anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like shy to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let that happen. But because this individual has put a barrier, the barrier of haram between him and his du'as being accepted, then Allah musta'an, mushkila, problem. So individuals, this individual rather, he was on the long journey, he was musafir, disheveled hair, dust on his body, going through rough times. He's got his hands outstretched and he's making dua, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. As some of the ulama stated that, most of the du'as in the Noble Qur'an, they begin with Ya Rabbi. Most of the du'as in the Noble Qur'an begin with Ya Rabbi. Rabbana atina, etc. Rabb is the word which is used. Jayid. So this individual, but he got no answer. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How could his dua be answered? How can his dua be answered? When? Why? وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامٌ. That his food's haram, his drink's haram, his clothing's haram, he's been nourished with haram. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, he says, Ya Rasulullah, Udu Allah an yaj'alani mustajabu da'wa. Oh Allah, make dua to Allah that Allah makes me from amongst those whose du'as are accepted. Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Sa'd, atib mat'amak takun mustajab al-da'wa. That make sure your food's halal, make sure your food is halal and pure, etc. Then what? Then your du'as will be accepted. Reported by Imam al-Tabarani. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amat Allah. This hadith shows us and stresses to us the importance of nourishing oneself with halal. Nourishing oneself with halal, subhanallah. Otherwise, we put a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put a barrier between the acceptance of our du'as and ourselves. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amat Allah. Some of the ulama, they have stated that there's a difference between halal and tayyib. Something might be halal. A lot of the takeaway food that one eats, etc., they might be halal, but they are not necessarily tayyib. You find that in these chicken farms, many a times, subhanAllah, these chickens, they go through a lot of stress. And they are fed that, you know, ajeeb stuff, they are fed, subhanAllah. And so, when this animal is slaughtered, when, for example, you eat these eggs, etc., they might be halal. Technically, they might be halal. In terms of fiqh, they might be halal. But are they tayyib? Are they wholesome? No, subhanAllah. So, not everything which is halal is necessarily tayyib. Eat that which is tayyib, for verily it's halal and it's also wholesome and it's good for you. Walhamdulillah. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, brothers and sisters, we take a short ad break and when we return, we continue. Hayyakumullah.